Welcome to Podcast, the Business of Dentistry podcast, brought to you by Practice Plan. Podcast delivers the best business advice, real-life stories, and practical hints and tips to make your practice a more profitable and sustainable business. And now, here's your host.
Welcome to today's edition of the podcast. I've got Mike Hesketh here for me today. Mike, you've got your consultancy hat on today. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Very busy, which is nice, which is fantastic with the consultancy and the accountancy firm.
Yeah, well, today I just wanted to talk to you about your consultancy company. So how did you come to establish this with all your, you know, new businesses and expanding businesses? How did you come about starting the consultancy?
Yeah, well, I'd got to sort of non-clinical dentist status, and one of the established coaches in the industry wanted to come and show their clients how the Exeter Dental Centre worked 7 days a week and, you know, grossing a lot of money and rapid turnover growth, and how I was able to not be clinical and how I was able to lead the business and how it works without me there. And so I think 6 practices came to visit. Which was lovely, and it was great to meet those owners. And ever since then, I had a passion for it. And then one of my last patients was at the University of Exeter, and they said, oh, there's a discount for a Masters in Business, MBA, at the Exeter University for local business people. So I got offered a Masters degree level business MBA course at Exeter Uni, did that, and then I moved on to the Henley Business School coaching qualification. And I realized, because of all my military background, I'd done a lot of leadership training at Cranfield University, formal training, so I was actually really well qualified to be a consultant. And because of that, the businesses were working fine. I got into helping other people, and I worked with Ashley Latter on his entrepreneurs course for a number of years, and so I help his delegates really turbo boost their course, and I really enjoy talking about it. And then now we're on a journey ourselves with 3 practices. We're aiming for £6 to £7 million turnover, and we're looking at a value of £10 million, and we're roughly a year away from that. So I'm aiming to talk other practice owners how we get to 3 large sites, associate led, full scope of practice, digital, and I tailor it around the 4 pillars that I've codified to make it simple for people to follow a format. And it's a really enjoyable process, and I've met some great people, and I'd say all of my clients, I work on a bespoke level, one-to-one, I don't do group work, and all of my clients are friends. I really enjoy their company, and we have good fun.
That's like you like, you know, passing on that experience and that knowledge, and you get as much out of it as doing your own stuff, is that right?
Yeah, I do really. Whether I'm working on my own businesses or working on someone else's business, I'm still talking about business, I'm still talking about processes, I'm still talking about leadership. It's the same, you know. Obviously it's more of a challenge trying to understand someone else's business in central London or in one of the other cities or on a coastal town or, you know, in a rural location. It's a different challenges to the practices that I own different ones, but there's a similar theme. And what I try and extol is that, you know, through basic principles of business, we can grow dental practices really quickly. And our clients aim to grow their turnover by £300,000 to £500,000 a year. And then at the same time, giving them more time back. And because I walk the walk as well as talk it, and I spend all week doing this, I find that I'm quite well placed. And then my consultancy clients also talk to my business managers team. So the people that are with me from the beginning, the people that bought Exeter are with me now in the consultancy firm, and they do all of the sort of liaison about all the paperwork and the systems and the processes, because we've got documents to build the whole practice. So that's what people get when they're working with me. It's not easy. I challenge people, but they seem to enjoy it.
Yeah. I think for me, you know, the fact that, like you say, you walk in the walk and, you know, you're actually doing what you're asking people to do, I think that's just so relatable for people. And I think, you know, when people ask me who should they work with and who should they use for consultancy or for advice, you know, I think for someone that's actually done everything that they're trying to achieve, you can't be better positioned, really. So I can understand, you know, why you enjoy it, and obviously why the clients are getting the best from that. So you must have a system for success, Mike. So, you know, I've read briefly about this, but can you tell our audience sort of more about the system for success that you use?
Yeah, well, the first thing is that I need to make sure the leadership and the team structure is in place. So I need to make sure that there's a solid base of talented skill set and everyone's in an organizational chart for their business. And then I work through leadership and making sure that the team from the top to bottom are all well aligned. Then there's branding and making sure that the brand is in point and does it. And it works internally mainly first to begin with, making sure that the team are in line with the brand values. We do in Exeter, we built a brand book in 2014, which was novel for the industry. And it's all sort of variations of it being shared by everyone all the way through the industry now. But we wanted to tell a story of our brand and our history of why the people in Exeter Dental wanted to sort of work with us. And then we've shared that with our consultancy clients. And I think I've seen about 25 versions of it now out by the same designer, which is great. And then after the branding, we look at infrastructure and making sure that all of the building, just as an audit of it, does everything work in the building? Is the facilities, the IT up to standard of a healthcare environment in the UK? And then finally, financial command and control. The main thing I talk about, I wax lyrical about continuously, is the cash flow forecast. And I see spreadsheets everywhere that people do, and most of it's a waste of time. I say that you only need three key performance indicators, which will just keep you on track. If you want to measure more stuff, then drop one of those. And then those three key performance indicators you can share with the team. And then the cash flow forecast is comes off the back of that. And that's more for obviously for the leadership and the ownership of the business to look at the cash flow forecast and make sure that everything's on point. But a lot of people just have management accounts and they talk about profit and loss and they interchange that with cash flow. And a lot of my clients, I have to educate them about the difference between the cash flow and a profit and loss and why cash kills businesses if they're not careful. And so because of that problem, because of the lack of knowledge in the industry, and I think we've been really poorly served by accountancy firms, we've launched a new accountancy firm and we're moving tons of clients onto it now where they get proper bookkeeping service. Bookkeeping's awful. There's so much trend towards zero and automation that there's so many things that are missed by owners and WYSI graphics that are just not pertinent for running a business. And so we strip it back, we go back to basics, go right through the business with a financial command and control. I mean, that gives us a platform for success. And so there's lots of elements. Obviously, I'm talking really quickly through building a £10 million business that we're doing at the moment and how I do that. But we have exited for over £3 million Exeter Dental was sold for. So in a walkaway deal to a corporate. So we know what we're doing. And I just enjoy talking about business, really, to be honest with you, Zoe.
I can tell your eyes are lighting up. I can see the passion there, Mike. So, you know, equally, I definitely have your appetite. So I can sort of relate, definitely. Just thinking about the clients and people that I mix with, you know, people often ask for, you know, where should I go for help? Do I need any help? You know, what kind of help will I get? You know, where do I start? Is there a sort of a pinch time when people should reach out for help, or should it be when you're starting the business or when you've been established for a little while? What's your advice on that?
Now I work on a one-to-one basis, and so I'm more for established practices that are 1 or 2 years in at least, that have got a solid turnover, just because of my time, you know, and they have access to everything that we build. And so we're more towards that route. But I would say that people starting out, there's two main elements for them. There's the Entrepreneurs Club of Ashley Latter, which is a small group of 10 to 12 practice owners. We've done that for 5 years and we've helped, you know, nearly 70 practices really get some solid growth. And then the other group is the 100 Club with Chris Barrow. I think it's a really good basis of support, camaraderie, knowledge base sharing. And the two of those courses, so either the Entrepreneurs Club of Ashley Latter, the 100 Club with Chris Barrow, are the way to start if you're starting out, and that's what I'd start with. And then after that, as you go through the development of the business, then it's more bespoke. And we work with practices 6, 7, 8 million pound turnover. We also work with 1, 2 million pound turnover. And the aim is to get the turnover to double, you know, really, really grow really quickly like we do with our own businesses. And so that's how we work. I have a website, Hesketh Healthcare. And all the sort of new website and our new Instagram is all going live and our new photos and videos on there. We're going live this in the next month or so, so we're really excited about that. So that's where people can find me. I'm always happy to talk on LinkedIn, message me, and I'll talk to people and I'll point them in the right direction and introduce them to some of my suppliers that I use. I only have relationships with people that I use in my own practices, hence obviously walking the walk and doing it.
Yeah, no, thanks, Mike. Because, you know, sometimes people not to know where to start. I mean, there's other consultants that I know of that, you know, obviously clients of Practice Plan, we can share those names because people can, you know, cover different countries. So there's definitely, you know, different consultants in different areas. But I mean, for me, it's, you know, I know what the difference can make. But do you sort of see with your clients the difference that you've made? You know, what sort of feedback are you getting with that structure?
Yeah, we've got 25 case studies on our website, on our new website going live, of people that we've worked with. Turnover growth is averaged around about 300,000 a year. And then we try and get dentists down to sort of 2 days clinical of what they want to do. So if they're implantologists, just implants. If they want to do Invisalign, that's fine. Or general dentists. And so they get their time back. And there's time to work on the business. And so, yeah, that's the main thing is 300,000 sort of pound turnover growth. But sometimes I found £500,000 in a membership scheme, just tweaking the membership scheme for a practice, and, you know, such a big practice that we found £500,000 in 1 year, but I found it in about an hour. I can just see through fee guides, and they can just see through sort of behaviors and assumptions that people have made. And so they're quite, you know, they're quite dramatic changes to businesses. And I like to think that practices from my case studies, all the testimonials that we get, seem to enjoy their businesses a lot more once they have some bespoke support one-to-one, we become a sort of a leadership team to help them.
I think you know, sometimes the fear of change can be quite daunting for practices, even though they've got to do that. And I hear you talking about, you know, membership plans and fee lists, and, you know, you're spotting holes in that, and, you know, improvements that can be made. Do you find that, you know, there's a resistance to change, or do you find through the leadership of what you do, that's where you can get that change to land more easily?
Yeah, there is always a resistance to change, but that's fine. I've changed Exeter from an old practice to a modern practice. I've changed Dartmoor Dental from an old practice to a modern practice. We're doing a fresh startup. That's going to be, you know, a whole change process for the new people joining us. It's always a change process, but there's ways to manage change processes. And that's change processes well studied in business circles. So it's acceptable that there is going to be a change. And then it's my job is to support them, support the owners through that change process and make sure that it's not too daunting. The key is to pace it. And then also to keep the score with the cash flow forecast, which doesn't happen in a lot of practices. And once owners get that, they start to calm. And I get a calm practice owner who's methodically working through. And then all of a sudden the business gets a momentum that grows really quickly. And it's much more manageable the way that we do things.
That's what you want, isn't it? Calm, happy, productive, profitable business. Mike, I could talk all day because it's definitely my topic. But thank you. It's been really interesting. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Zoe. Appreciate it.